Welcome to our church. It's Easter, and for us, that's a really big deal. Here's why. In our church, we believe that a guy named Jesus really walked the earth. We believe Pilate had him beaten, and we believe Peter denied him. At our church, we believe that Jesus was nailed to beams of wood. We believe that he shed real blood, cried real tears, and felt real pain. We believe the sky grew dark and the earth shook. And we believe that after 6 excruciating hours, Christ's agony came to a crashing halt when he breathed his last breath. We also believe the story didn't end there. In our church, we believe with every ounce of our being that Jesus walked out of the tomb alive on Sunday morning. Please don't ask us to shy away from that core conviction because it lies at the very center of our faith. And we invite you to check it out for yourself. In our church, we're not just going to leave the story there. We're not going to place it on a dusty doctrinal bookshelf in some church basement. At our church, we're going to learn to live today in full response to the empty tomb. And make no mistake about it, there is abundant life to be had right now for every person in this room. And it's all because 2,000 years ago, God took on human flesh, he lived, and he died, and then he lived again. And today, we are celebrating that event and the life it offers us. It's Easter. He is risen. Welcome to our church.
Because you Resurrection Sunday to everyone here this morning. We're so honored that you've decided to worship us here at the presence. Those in-house, those viewing live stream or Facebook Live, our only desire is that you find exactly what you need in the presence of the Lord. Amen? So take a few moments and just greet the person next to you and say, Happy Resurrection Sunday, and that Jesus lives.
Thank you, Lord, for saving me. All right, so this is Resurrection Sunday, so y'all going to get a treat right now. We call this the Resurrection Jam. One, two, three, nine. God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the house of the Lord. Everybody say, this is the house of the Lord. And we are here this morning to give thanks to God for his sacrifice, for his tremendous blessing in our lives. So we're going to teach you a song. It's called House of the Lord. Here we go.
Accepted.
Come on, if you have joy in the house, come on, give God a shout in this place. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
say,
our God is risen, he is alive, he won the victory, he reigns on high.
God is risen,
he is risen, he is alive, he won the victory.
Oh, come on.
He reigns on high.
Risen. He is risen. He is risen indeed. God, we thank you this morning because you got up. The devil thought he had won, but you got up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you got up. So today we have joy in our hearts, peace in our souls, because we know that because you live, we can face tomorrow. Because you live, all fear is gone. Because you live, we know that you hold our future and life is worth the living just because you live. Come on, somebody say, he lives. Come on and say, he lives. Thank you, Father. God, we thank you for everyone that is in this place. Thank you for everyone that is watching. You're a mighty God, and we come to celebrate you. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus. to give his life for us. Thank you that our cases have been dismissed. Hallelujah. There is no record. There is no record of our sin. Hallelujah. We give you praise for it. You're a mighty God. Bless those that are here. Bless the furtherance of this service. And may we all be filled with joy unspeakable and full of your glory. Oh, because you got up. And it is because you got up that we can get up every day. Because of your Passion Week that we can go get, make it through our week. So we thank you, Father, for the power that you've given us in the resurrection. In Jesus' name. Come on, would you put those hands together one more time and give God praise? Would you have your seats? I want to have, we have a special presentation by our Presence Kids, and we want them to come at this time. Let's give a big hand for our Presence Kids.
Good morning, church. So for the, it's so great to see everyone here. So for the past month and a half, we have been learning about Jesus, the ministry of his life. And so we have prepared a poem for you today, and we would like to share that with you. I hope you enjoy.
He did it for us.
Making disciples, healing the sick, and opening the eyes of the blind.
He did it for you.
Just to wear a crown of thorns, a 1 and a 2, to the third day we have won the victory, but in the end he did it for me.
He did it for me.
And who did that wonderful picture? As we always do on Sunday mornings, let's say together our affirmation prayer. Come on, let's say that. Father, I thank you that as I delight myself in you, you will give me the desires of my heart because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I will not lose heart or give up because I can do all things through you who strengthens me, and I will reap in my due season if I do not get weary in doing good. Father, I decree, according to 3 John 2, that in every area of my life, I am prospering and I am in good health, even as my soul prospers. I am free from pain, sickness, and disease, and I walk in divine health. Therefore, now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing, let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Come on, put those hands together and give God praise. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving,
say.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping,
you thought I was to die for. So I could be free.
It's a prophecy. The people shout. Elders, even high priests, insisting the innocent be killed. His flesh ripped to pieces, blood dripping, flogged beyond recognition, insults and taunts hurled at the King of Kings, no mercy extended. Penetrating thorns crowning his head, but still in the midst of agony and despair, he remembers me. What kind of man is this that would take on the sin of murderers, lusting, cheaters, and pride, taking nails in his hands and piercing in his side in order to hide the very sin we so haughtily committed, with no remorse, no regrets, but still his life and death would set the course for man to be redeemed. He remembers me. A liar who walks around pretending so no one will see the anger that plagues me year after year after year after year. A sinner full of pride, covering the chains with a hello and a smile so that no one will know that I am still a prisoner to fear. He lives for me. He hangs at this cross for me. He bled and will die for me, then rise again so that I can be free from this bondage of sin that yet defines me. So today, as I hang at this cross with the one who is paying the cost, I know this is my last chance to plead to the King. Please, my Lord, please remember me. With compassion in his eyes, his humble reply is, today you will be with me in paradise. Though my death is inevitable, my heart is at peace, for I know that I will live with him in eternity, and all mankind has the remarkable gift to accept his love and be set free, because the King of all kings, the ultimate sacrifice, he chose to rise again.
Thank you.
Say Savior. 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 He's my Savior. 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 Come on, you didn't sing it like he's your Savior. Come on, say it again. Savior. Is he your Savior this morning? Come on and say, Savior. Oh, oh, oh. Bibles to Matthew the 28th chapter. Matthew the 28th chapter. Back in the day on Resurrection Sunday, somebody would say, "He is risen," and then the response would be, "He is risen indeed." Can we try that this morning? Here we go. He is risen. Yes, he is. That sounds awesome. Come on, let's do it again. He is risen. Yes, he is. Would you lift your Bible up, or your phone, whatever you have, and just say this: I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Say it again: I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Father, thank you for your word today. Today's, every Sunday is special, but today is extra special because we celebrate the centerpiece of the gospel, the resurrection of Christ. So we honor you. Speak to our hearts in these next few moments. And may we all have a better understanding of why you got up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before I read the text, I just want to say a special thank you to all the participants this morning, our Presence Kids, Naya Washington. Thank you to our band and praise team. And, you know, we had some extra singers up there. I don't know if y'all noticed. Where's Calais? Where's Calais? Calais, raise your hand, baby. Calais was singing up there. And Stephanie Barber. I don't know where she is. Where's Stephanie? There she is, Stephanie. And so thank you to Yara. She stepped out, but she does an awesome job in ministering. We're going to keep the... We're going to keep the children in here today, this morning. But we're not going to be long. We're almost done. But I want to just share a brief word with you. Let me just read for you Matthew 28, verses 1 and 2. Now, after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. I'm going to use as a subject this morning. Thank you. I'm going to use as a subject this morning just one word. Are you ready for it? Are you ready? You ready? Here we go. Boom! Look at somebody and say, boom. Come on, look at somebody else and say, boom. Now listen, I have to thank you, Johnny, for that. Thank you. I don't want to offend anybody, okay? So just follow me. But I personally prefer to refer, Dad's going to like this, to refer to this day as Resurrection Sunday as opposed to Easter. Amen, amen. So the naming of this day as Easter is associated with a pre-Christian goddess in England named Esther. Easter. E-O-S-T-R-E. Easter. Easter was the pagan fertility goddess of humans and crops. The symbols used were rabbits and eggs representing fertility, because we all know that bunnies breed like rabbits. So now we have Easter eggs and bunnies as the focal point of Resurrection Sunday, which has absolutely nothing to do with Jesus coming out of that grave. I just wanted to say that. So we got Santa Claus on Christmas. We got bunnies on Easter. And ain't nobody talking about Jesus. Now, I'm not so upset with you know, people saying happy holidays, because the Bible never says that we're supposed to necessarily celebrate his birth. But his death and resurrection, now that right there is a different thing. Don't give me no bunny. Don't give me no eggs. So I have been, as people have said to me, you know, happy Easter. I'll say happy Resurrection Sunday, because I think it is important. I think it is important. I think it is important, especially that we teach our children that Resurrection Sunday is not about bunnies. It's not about chocolate eggs, all the chocolate, you know, little bunnies. Those are good now, especially if they're dark chocolate. But it's not about that. That's why I love the first two words of verse 2 that says, and behold. Everybody say, and behold. See, the world wants us to stop looking at the cross. The world wants us to stop looking at the empty tomb. But Resurrection Sunday is a time to behold. Everybody say, behold. It is a time to behold Jesus' tremendous sacrifice and victory for us when he got up out of that grave. Is there anybody in here that is glad that he got up out of that grave? I just want to know, is there anybody? So listen, understand this, that the purpose of the stone, because it happened on that morning, as our text says, and this is in all four Gospels, the first three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are pretty much the same. John's is actually a little different, which I found very interesting, but the first three Gospels basically say that Mary were on their way to the tomb to put spices on the body. And they were talking as they were going. And they were saying, well, who's going to roll the stone away? Because we have to get in there to put spices on the body. And when they got there, what? The stone had already been rolled away. Isn't that awesome? And, you know, they saw two angels, and some say that there was an angel sitting on top, and then there were a couple of angels inside. There were angels everywhere, right? Now, in John's Gospel, it says, same thing, Mary, and I think another one, a young lady named Simone, I believe, were on their way, and they were having the same conversation. You know, who's going to roll the stone away? And it says that when they got there, the stone was already rolled away. They stopped. John's Gospel didn't say they stopped, but this is what happened. They went and told Peter and John. So they go back, they leave the tomb, they go and tell Peter and John, and then John's Gospel says that John and Peter ran to the tomb. It even says, this is John, and John never refers to himself, he just says the other disciple, right? So it says that Peter and that other disciple went running. Watch this. And that other disciple ran ahead of Peter. Which means John must have been a track, but he must have been fast. And it says that John got there first and didn't go into the tomb. He just kind of, I ain't going in there. I think he was a brother, but that's just me. We know. Peter, probably a long distance runner, not a sprinter, he gets there and he goes in. Peter goes in and he sees that there's no body. Then John comes in. John comes in after Peter because he knows, okay, everything's all right. They go in there, they look around, there's nobody there. Peter and John leave. By this time, I guess Mary and Simone had been kind of following. They get there, and then it says, after Peter and John leave, Mary, Mary goes into the tomb and they see two angels. Now, Peter and John didn't see the angels. I guess they didn't have them 3D glasses. I don't know what to follow. And the angels talk to Mary, Mary and say, what are you looking for? Looking for Jesus? And he's not here. And then next thing you know, there's somebody behind them. And they think it's the gardener. And they say to him, listen, if you've removed the body, just tell us who it is. And we'll go get the body. And then the gardener, Jesus, said, Mary. And they knew, she knew that it was Jesus. Something about Jesus calling your name. Woo! Gets your attention. We kind of talked about this in our men's breakfast yesterday. Those poor soldiers, they didn't die. They fell as dead. They fell, they like fainted. You know, they saw, you know, here's a, you know, they're there to guard the tomb. Make sure nobody goes in, nobody goes out. Next thing you know, boom, earthquake, shaking. They see the stone rolled away. They maybe, they see the angels and they're like, ah! They out. Here's the point. The purpose of the stone being rolled away was not to allow Jesus to get out. He didn't need no stone moved to get out. The purpose of the stone being rolled away was to allow people to see that the tomb was empty. Because if the stone had never been rolled away, people would have thought he was still in there. Jesus didn't need no stone to be rolled away for him to get out. He was walking through walls and everything, even after he rose from the dead. So the stone was rolled away for our benefit. We celebrate Resurrection Sunday because like Mary, Mary and the disciples, we too have a spiritual investment. We too are spiritually looking in, peering in to the tomb with our faith. And we're saying, he's not there. Would you look at somebody and say, he's not there. And just say, boom. We too are witnesses. We are witnesses. Our faith makes us a witness. Our faith in Christ, our faith in God, who loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son. How many of you have faith in that? How many of you know that? How many of you received that? That makes you a witness. Our faith allows us to look into the tomb and say, oh, yeah, he ain't there. Mm-mm, he ain't there. He gone. And he did it for me. Our faith allows us to go to the cross of Calvary and to see in our spiritual eyes the fact that Jesus suffered, bled, and died for our sake, to save us. We are witnesses. So behold, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Behold, he is risen. Look at somebody one more time and say, boom. The resurrection of Jesus was the centerpiece of the early church's gospel message. Turn with me to Acts, the second chapter. Acts, the second chapter. In Peter's first message after on the day of Pentecost, verse 22 says, men of Israel, Acts 2, 22. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know. This man, delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men, and put him to death. But God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, agony of your death, agony of our death, agony of our sin, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. Look at verse 32. This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he was poured forth this which you both see and hear. And then lastly, verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. The centerpiece of the apostles' message all through Acts was the resurrection of Christ. Because if there is no resurrection, there is no salvation. If there is no resurrection, there is no victory. Somebody say amen. And then it says, verse 2, it says that there was a severe earthquake. Now, I'm from California, and I can tell you some things about earthquakes. I remember in bed, this little boy in bed, being woken up, falling out of the bed by an earthquake. I remember one time driving on the freeway, and all of a sudden it felt like all four of my tires were going flat at the same time. I mean, when the ground underneath you is shaking, I mean, what else is there? Where are you going to go? So, and here's the thing about earthquakes. Most earthquakes, the initial sound is sort of like a boom or a bang. Because what's happening is the earth is shifting. The earth is cracking. And so generally you get a or just a boom. Everybody say boom. 2 days earlier there was an earthquake when 2 days before Jesus was risen from the dead, there was an earthquake when he gave up his spirit on the cross. And the tombs were open. People, I mean, he was all walking dead. It was crazy. You think two major earthquakes within 2 days is a coincidence? No. No. The first earthquake was God saying, I allowed my son. I gave my son. But the second earthquake was God on his throne, banging the arm of his throne, saying, give me back my son. God oftentimes would use earthquakes or loud sounds to get people's attention or make a grand entrance. I mean, the day of Pentecost, Acts the second chapter, there was a loud sound like a rushing mighty wind, signifying the Holy Spirit was rushing into the room. In Acts the 16th chapter, verse 25 and 26, Paul and Silas were in prison at midnight. They were singing praises to the Lord, hymns. Listen, let me tell you something. Hymns are still anointed. We can't forget about the hymns now. And they were singing hymns and praises to the Lord at about midnight. And it says, and suddenly there was an earthquake. How many of you need a suddenly to happen in your life? How many of you need a boom to happen in your life? Hallelujah. You look at somebody one more time and say, boom! Listen, let me just tell you this. God brought the boom to set us free from our sin. God brought the boom so that we could live a boom life. Not a bum life, but a boom life. God wants your life to explode with blessings. God wants your life to explode with peace. God wants your life to explode with joy. Come on, everybody say boom! Here's some boom scriptures for you. We are more than conquerors. Boom! Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Boom! I can do all things through Christ. Help me. Who strengthens me? Let me do it again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. But thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ. If God be for us, who can be against us? Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what you're going through right now. It doesn't matter what you're facing right now. You are just one boom away from your breakthrough. You're just one shaking away from your breakthrough. The resurrection of Christ guarantees that your boom is on the way. God's got a boom for your sickness. He's got a boom for your financial situation. He's got a boom for your car situation. He's got a boom for your job situation. He's got a boom for your family situation. God's got a boom to match every one of your situations. Whatever you're facing right now, just begin to sing some praises and wait for your boom. Because the resurrection of Christ, listen, you might be on your Friday. You might have to wait a little bit longer. You might have to go through a little dark time. But let me just tell you, Sunday is coming. Your Sunday blessing is coming. Your Sunday breakthrough is coming. And the resurrection of Christ guarantees it, because that's why he came. He came to give us life and life more abundantly. Can I get a boom in here? I close with this. We had a sweet Good Friday service. I had prayer this past Wednesday with some of the pastors, and Pastor Andrew Rankin said this to me, and I thought it was powerful. This is what he said. Pastor Andrew Rankin is pastor of Freedom Church here in Owosso. He said, on Good Friday, Jesus gave his life for me. On Resurrection Sunday, Jesus gave his life to me. I'm going to say that again. On Good Friday, Jesus gave his life for me. But today, on Resurrection Sunday, Jesus gave his life to me. The question is, have you received it? Have you received what Jesus did for you on the cross? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this awesome day that you've given us. You've blessed us beyond measure. You've provided for us beyond measure. You've given to us what we did not deserve. You gave us your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. And you've got abundant life waiting for us. There's nothing quiet or timid about you. So God, I pray that if there's anyone here this morning that doesn't know you, that hasn't received your Son into their lives, I pray that they would receive you now. If you're here this morning and you say, Pastor, I don't know the Lord. I have not peered into the tomb. I have not accepted the truth of the gospel. That's the gospel. That Jesus came, suffered and died, and he was buried and rose again. If you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do that today, would you just raise your hand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you for the promise of the cross, the victory of an empty tomb. And it is because of that that we can live a life that is exploding with your blessings. Come on, if you say, Pastor, I need God's boom in my life right now. Come on. That's you. Just lift that hand up. God sees that hand. I'm lifting my hand up too. God, we need some boom to happen in areas of our lives. We look into the tomb and see that you're not there. And so the same power that raised you from the grave, we pray that that power would be manifest in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name, may your resurrection power be evident in every area of our lives, our spiritual life, our physical life, financial relationships, job situations. God, I pray that this week you would release some boom in the presence in Owosso. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, put those hands together and give God praise. All right, don't scare him. Don't scare him, but just one more time. Just give it to him. I ain't going to just give it to him. Go on. Give it to him. No, I stop. I meant the person next to you. Go say it to him. Say it. There you go. There you go. There you go. We're going to give to the Lord this morning. How many of you are excited about giving to the Lord? I have some awesome news. We did a sacrificial Sunday last week, and I have received word that we are upwards above $25,000 that we were able to receive for our sacrificial. That's awesome. Amen. So thank God for that. That goes directly into our general fund and into our savings and just keeps us on track and for the rest of the year. So thank you for your faithfulness. All right. Those of you who are giving online, you know what to do. Those of you who are giving in-house or check or whatever, would you just lift it up, whether it's your phone, whatever you're giving on your phone or envelope. Father, thank you that we are cheerful givers here at the Presence in Owosso. Thank you, Lord, the seed that leaves our hand never leaves our life, but it goes into our future and multiplies. We are blessed to be a blessing. Come on, say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Come on, say it again. I'm blessed to be a blessing. Listen, if you don't know what that means that you're saying that God is going to give into your life so much that you will have more to give to others. Now, come on, say it again. I'm blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you that the seed that leaves our hand never leaves our life, but it goes into our future and multiplies. We'll see it again in greater measure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Paulette, give us some good Resurrection Sunday. Oh, yeah. Turn it down a little bit. Turn it down a little bit. So like when we're at home, right, and I'm listening to a song in my car, I get the ugly face when I'm jamming. You know, so I'll go, and Sonola, Pastor Sonola Shannon, don't do the ugly face. Look, when it's good, you got to get the ugly face. All right, you can turn it up now, because I'm getting the ugly face. Ugly face. Come on, give somebody the ugly face. Come on. Oh, this is Resurrection Sunday. Anybody happy in here? Hallelujah. Come on, stand on your feet. We're going home. Hallelujah. Forgot about the announcements. Here, I'll just mention them to you right quick, all right? So every Wednesday is our family night. We have family night here every Wednesday. We have little praise and worship, and then the youth and children go into the fellowship hall. They hang out, have lessons, and play games. The adults stay in here, and we have just one verse Bible study. Listen, if you've never been here on a Wednesday for our just one verse Bible study, you need to come. It's awesome. L3 ladies are having their fellowship this coming Saturday right here. At 9 a.m. And then listen, the fourth Saturday, mark your calendar, I'm sorry, for the fourth Sunday of this month. I believe it's the 23rd. A few things are happening. First of all, our energy youth are going to take over again. They're going to be singing, playing, and ushering, and working in the cameras and media and everything. So we're doing that every fourth Sunday. And on that same fourth Sunday, somebody's going to do an improv sermon. I don't know. We're bringing back the improv sermon, fourth Sunday of this month. And on that same Sunday, our energy youth are going to have lunch and then after service, and then they're going to go bowling. So that's going to be a fellowship on April the 23rd. All right. That's it. Lift those hands toward heaven. We give you the blessing found in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000-fold more than you are and bless you, just as he has promised you. May you have an awesome, awesome Resurrection Day. Hey, everybody, wait.